Wisconsin DOJ, Jacob Blake had knife when shot by Kenosha police. By Joshua Kaplan on August 26, 2020. Jacob Blake, the 29-year-old black man shot multiple times by Kenosha police, admitted to law enforcement that he had a knife in his possession. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced in a Wednesday statement. DCI agents recovered a knife from the driver's side floorboard of Mr. Blake's vehicle, the statement added. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel added that Blake told police he had a knife in an interview following the shooting. It is unclear whether responding officers knew Blake had a knife. Attorney General Josh Call in a news conference was asked repeatedly about it and declined to be more specific. The state also confirmed that only one officer fired shots and named the officer as Rustin Chesky, a 7-year veteran of the force. Many news outlets reported for 3 days that Blake had been unarmed, which amplified public outrage. For example, the following photograph was published by Getty Images, with the accompanying caption identifying Blake as unarmed. The Journal Sentinel also reported earlier that Blake had been unarmed when he was shot. The revelation comes after a 17-year-old male was arrested Wednesday in connection to the fatal shooting of two people during a third straight night of riots in Kenosha. Kyle Rittenhouse, of Antioch, Illinois, about 15 miles from Kenosha, was taken into custody in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide in the attack Tuesday that was largely captured on cell phone video. The shooting left a third person wounded. "I just killed somebody," the gunman, carrying a semi-automatic rifle, could be heard saying at one point during the rampage that erupted just before midnight in the city of 100,000 people midway between Milwaukee and Chicago. In the wake of the killings, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers authorized the deployment of 500 members of the National Guard to Kenosha, doubling the number of troops. The governor's office said he is working with other states to bring in additional National Guard members and law officers. Authorities also announced a 7 p.m. curfew, an hour earlier than the night before. The AP contributed to this report.